I was sick the whole time. That's thanks still sick? To Sean. That's thanks to Sean.
What do you got?
I don't know what it is. It's it started out with just like I hate to even say this into a microphone and give Peyton a chance to save it, but started off with I couldn't swallow. Like it hurt. It hurt whenever I would swallow.
Been there. That.
Yeah, you've been there. You know what I'm talking about. But that was an issue. And I was having a problem with that. And then it started being like my head just felt full. And then it was like somebody had their fist inside my sinuses and they were just trying to push out. And so, it's just steadily gotten worse and got in the way of Christmas a little bit.
Do you sinus rinse? Do you do those sinus rinses?
No, my dad said something about that last night. They're like, you need to Navage, is what he said.
I don't have the Navage. I got the other one. I got the electric one. It's like
doesn't it feel weird though?
Neil Med?
Yeah. But doesn't it feel weird? Like, I've done it before. It feels weird.
Well, I mean, as long as you put salt, like saline salt in it, you can't just do water. Water will burn the hell out of you.
Well, and if you do water, you can get like all sorts of
amoebas.
Yeah, the brain-eating amoeba in there.
You got to use, first of all, it's got to be distilled, right? Or bottled or whatever.
Sure.
So it can't be tap water. You got to heat it up a little bit. I do like 30 seconds in the microwave. And then, because you don't want it too hot. But then you got to put that salt solution in it.
But you want to put radiation from the nuking it in the microwave or whatever.
I don't believe in that.
I don't either.
I don't believe in that.
Yeah, that's not even a real thing. But it was, we ended up going to, I had a shorter trip this morning. Didn't matter, couldn't sleep because I was sick. But I had the trip from Great Wolf Lodge in Grapevine where we took the kids.
You stayed at Great Wolf Lodge last night?
Yeah, I'm in trunks, dude. Look.
I wondered what the hell you were wearing. I didn't see the bottom, your bottom. but I was wondering what the hell you were wearing.
Yeah, it's trunks. I have trunks on.
All right, so hang on a second.
Yeah.
You won't get in the pool at Sean's house, but you'll get in the Great Wolf Lodge water?
Why wouldn't I? It's constantly being saline rinsed or whatever.
There's a lot of kid urine in there, man.
I think most people would think that a house pool is much more sanitary than a water park.
I'm not like questioning the how sanitary Sean's pool is, other than Sean actively saying he pees in his pool. Sean has owned that, has said he will pee in his pool.
Uh-huh.
But we went to Great Wolf Lodge. It was great. Last night I was like, crap, I got to go walk out to the car and get a charger. Otherwise, I will oversleep when my phone dies. And so as I was walking out, I ran into Lucius.
Oh, he was there.
Not that Lucius. Different Lucius. This was Lucius and Charity. And as I was walking by, she goes, do you work at the Fan? And I was like, yes. And I turned around and we talked to them. Big Tolos. They said they'd be listening this morning.
All right.
So shout out to Lucius and Charity. But it was that was nice. We did that. That was fun. But I really, the big thing was I bit the bullet this year. And because I did all my shopping late, I was like, okay, well, I've gotta be able to I've gotta come through in a big way. And so I'm going to have to do something I don't want to do because of how late I pushed everything.
Okay, what you just did gift cards that you did?
I got the girls' cell phones.
Oh, baby.
8 and 11.
iPhones?
Oh, that.
No, hell no, not iPhones. Yeah. Shut up.
Green messages. Here we go.
11, that's...
Oh, that's totally normal. No, but I know it's normal, but it's not been normal in my house. Jacob didn't get a phone until, senior year.
That's late. You gotta at least have one when you get your license, right? Or he didn't have a car.
He didn't have a car, so he didn't need it.
My nieces got cell phones, and they're, let's see. I think they're like 12. No, they're 13. 12 or 13 and like 8.
Well, and so this was, I've hesitated because I had a friend who told me, he was like, delay that as long as you can.
Oh,
delay
sure.
getting them a phone as long as you can, because as soon as they have one,
you'll never see them again.
You never see them. And he said the biggest benefit of them having a cell phone is it's a new thing to have as a punishment. Like, all right, you lose your cell phone. And he's like, and it works. It works really well as a punishment. He's like, but it's not worth all the other stuff that comes with it. So I tried not to, but they had it on both of their lists this year for Santa. And I was like, all right, let's just do this, because I waited too late. I delayed things way too long, and so now I've got it set up to where...
What'd you get them?
The Samsung Galaxy S24. Oh,
you went full-on
Samsung. They got, new phones. Yeah,
okay.
They're new.
All right, yeah, because Yeah, my youngest niece got like a kid's
Gab
Android.
Or whatever,
yeah,
one of those.
Something like that. The older one got an iPhone.
Her parents didn't want her to have like a nice phone.
Man. But it is a great punishment, but here's the problem. The punishment comes with more trouble than it's worth.
That's what he had said. He said,
and I don't mean like the phone, like being on the phone. When you take that phone away from them, you're dealing with a whole new level
just
of
an animal,
and
a
you're
monster.
Dealing with a monster. So you wind up giving that phone immediately back. I know. I have a buddy who took his kid's phone away from him for the whole weekend, like a couple of weeks ago, and I don't know. How he handled that. He must have taken the phone away and left the house for the weekend, because there's no other way that you could. I could not take my kid's phone away from them and then stay around them,
because it's just too much.
It's too much. The hounding, the screaming. I just couldn't do it. I'd be like, all right, just take the phone back and shut up.
So they both and it was cool for them. They got to call. They call my dad instead of grandpa. They call him Pops.
That was their first phone call?
No, it wasn't their first one. But like yesterday, typically, like if my dad calls, I'm on the phone with him, and then I just hand the phone off. And so then I was like, all right, well, you're going to have to answer two unknown numbers because they're about to call you, which my dad, I think, was disappointed in me as a parent. That just like, huh, you gave in. You gave him phones Amen. That early. And so the girls got to call him, and it was good, though. He got to talk to him, and they were all pros with it, but they had a great reaction. To me, it'll be worth it just for the reaction they had when they got their phones. When they got their phones, they were freaking out.
Yeah.
And so, to me, it was worth it. Overall, a good Christmas, but I did, because I waited so long, I ended up...
caving.
I caved on something I didn't think I would cave on. And I was like, all right, get them both cell phones.
Peyton, how was your Christmas?
It was good. It was good. It was, two full days, basically. As soon as I got off of work on Christmas Eve... Tuesday. So, I mean, I went straight over to my parents' house, then Mackenzie's house for the night, and then we opened presents at her house the morning, yesterday morning, and then it was back to my parents' house. It was an all-day thing for 2 days straight. Yeah, working this early after Christmas, the day after Christmas, is not the plan. Not the plan. It should be a holiday, really.
Oh, just you. Well, I mean, it is in Canada, right? Boxing Day?
Is that today?
Yeah, it's day after Christmas.
What is that? This is the biggest return day of the year.
That you're right. It's supposed to be, but it's a holiday. So, y'all are going to hate me this next year.
Why?
Because I'm already laying out in my head. I'm like, I think today I'm going to drop a sheet in Tim's box.
I'm going to go take it.
For taking the whole week off of Christmas in 2025.
You're already taking that week off.
I'm getting ahead of this, because the problem was I waited too long this year on every holiday. Including, I count the NFL bye week or the Cowboys bye week as a holiday.
Yeah.
Waited too long. And you and Sean got your dibs on it. And then whenever we've tried to have two off at a time on something like that, then they freak out back there. So I was like, all right, I got to get ahead of it. NFL schedule release day, 5 minutes later, my little sheet will be in Tim's box. Later today, Christmas 2025, that'll be in Tim's box. I'm getting 365 days ahead of this, because Peyton's right. It does feel a little like... weird when Christmas is in the middle of the week and you're just taking off Wednesday. I now agree with you. When we've talked about the 4-day work week,
mm-hmm.
when it's like, why not do two?
Oh, the first week back of the year, next year, like, you know, so 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I don't know how I'm going to do five full days.
Well, two. So we had talked about the 4-day work week. Do 2 days. Somebody had suggested take off Wednesday, 2 days. So you never work more than 2 days in a row. You never have 3 days of work
manageable,
in a row.
Very manageable.
But you also had said, like, I'd rather have the Friday, Saturday, Sunday, right? Yeah, I now see it. Because it is like, this is, it's like having two Mondays.
Yeah.
And I don't like that.
I think you could go ahead. I'm not going to fight you for Christmas week. I love working Christmas week.
I don't mind working
because
Christmas
nobody,
week. I just need after Christmas. If there's a couple days after Christmas, that's once Christmas hits, I need that until we're back into normal.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Like, you know, you want to work when, like, nobody's paying, like, the bosses aren't paying attention. That's when you want to work.
They were paying attention on Monday afternoon. None of that. Because I got a phone call about it. Yeah. How was your Christmas, Chop?
It was good. We did a lot of different, like, so Sarah and I were like, we almost treated Christmas like Hanukkah. We opened like one present a day for like 3 or 4 days in a row. We were like, we don't want to wait. We don't want to wait.
A lot of people treat Christmas like Hanukkah.
Yeah. So we just didn't want to wait.
It actually is Hanukkah.
It was good. This hat that I'm wearing, I got this. This was like, I was like asking for this for like months. Because this hat, when it first came out, was like $130.
You should have just asked Kelsey Charles for it.
I did.
She never hooked it up?
Never got back. Never got back.
She did just have twins.
I don't care about that. You know, I mean, she's not working right now. I mean, she's on maternity leave.
She's working the hardest job of all. Motherhood. It was such a difficult job. It killed mine.
I got Sarah the absolute worst gift I could have gotten her. I thought it was great.
Vitamin D?
I thought it was great. I got her a towel warmer.
Why is that bad?
It's impractical.
I think I would use that all the time.
I would use it all the time, but we don't use a new towel every time.
Oh, I do.
I used to as a kid when I wasn't doing laundry. I did. I just said, "Mom, you know, do my towels."
Yeah. I've been doing my own towels for 19 years. That means.
Yeah. But but we also don't have a place to put it. Like, our bathroom's tiny. Our bathroom's just...
Is it like the trash can thing that kind of sits on the ground and you throw it in there and it warms it up?
Dude, I would just think it's... Okay. Why not just have it there? Then it's like a blanket warmer in your living room.
Wow, that's an idea.
And then, like, you just have warm blankets whenever it's cold.
That's a hell of an idea.
I think it works really well.
Oh, wow.
Or the robes? You throw the robes in there?
Oh, the robe. Yeah, the robe we had for our...
Yeah,
then you just... You're like, it's a little chilly. You just pull that robe out, throw it on.
I
think this was a good gift.
Okay.
I think we're salvaging
this. The best
gift
I got her a set of golf clubs. That was the best one.
Is she a big golfer like you? I know she does
she's
golf.
She's coming into it. She's coming in. She really enjoys it.
But could you beat her right now with your finger? I don't mean beat her with your finger. I mean, like, could you?
I bet you right now, like, I would just change my grip up. I could still play.
Yeah, what's
I got invited to play today, but I was like, I can't, man. I got my finger.
The whole, did you get her fitted for these clubs?
I did not, no.
What does that mean?
Length and, like, how,
girth.
How hard your swing is, so they want to give you the right shaft. You know, you got to give her a good shaft.
Sure.
You know,
yeah.
So
especially after the towel warmer incident.
Right.
You really need to give her a good shaft.
So it's there's that, and then wedge bounce, wedge grind. You gotta give her the good bounce and grind.
Yeah, you do.
So
goodness. No, see, this is what I heard Bill Burr did a bit on this one time where it wasn't even a bit. He was just doing a podcast with Bert Kreischer and Nate Bargatze. And they were talking about they got fitted for their clubs and they're doing this. And he's like, this is why you amateur golfers are the funniest. And just how sensitive you are. Because he's like, who does this? Who for their hobby goes like, they're not good enough at it, so they got to get fitted for the right equipment. Yeah. Like, that says, like, this is such a, you're just not good enough. That's what you need to accept.
It is a, it is odd. It is odd. I've never gotten. I got fitted once, and that was like the last set I've got. The last set I got. Other than that, I just had just a set that I bought, and you know, I never bothered to fool with it because it's like I'm not a professional golfer. You know,
you're a scratch golfer though.
Not really anymore. I don't keep score though. Like when I go play golf, I don't care about keeping score. I'm out there literally just to enjoy myself. If I keep score, I get frustrated. Because I have to like continue to get better. I don't care about that. I just like, all right, just go play.
That's fair.
I know what I shot anyway. I don't need to score. I know how many over par I am.
It sounded like Will didn't think you kept score properly though. That one time that you guys golfed with him in Holland, and remember he got all mad about the way y'all were playing.
Oh, because it was a skins game, so it was a carryover, and I happened to be the benefactor of his putt that was made.
Yeah, and he's like, that's not fair.
Yeah, well, you should have read the directions before you came to the party. Okay? That's what I got to say about that.
It was a good Christmas overall, though, it sounds like, for everybody involved.
Yeah, we had a good time. We had a good time. Saw the fam. A lot of Italian food, though. Lasagna and then...
The gold silverware. Actually, it would just be goldware, I guess. At that
goldware.
Can you call it silverware?
Yeah, my mom, she went all out.
Why do you think she chose gold?
I have an idea as to why she chose gold.
I've seen your swing. I know your swing.
I have an idea. Boy, you should have seen the gift she gave everybody. Not everybody, just my nephew.
It's like one of these like
she gave
Trump 47 coins that are $100 that you see.
She
on
gave
TV.
My she gave nephew Nick Tindy hands.
Uh-huh.
Two Trump shirts and a Trump coffee mug. I'm like, Ma, where did you go? What did you do? Where did you go to buy these things? I got them all online.
I was going to say that I feel like at 2 in the morning I see commercials for these.
Yeah.
Did you ever send her the video of the Trump Bitcoin or whatever that you love, the Trump coin?
Oh, yeah,
coin?
Of course I did. Of course I sent her that video.
Bitcoin.
I was like, this. What are we doing here? This guy's he's losing it. What are we doing here?
It's good, though.
Oh, I loved it. I loved it. Merry Christmas, boys and girls. The three things that I figured out and we found out about the NFL yesterday pretty bad, pretty rough Maverick news. All coming up next on Sean and RJ on the Fan.
Here's Ant inside in midcourt, 75-58, up by 17. Around his back, he'll free himself, firing on the three and hits. 4-3 of the night for Anthony Edwards. That one came with a little bit of distance behind it.
Bobby Belt has backed himself into the corner at 8 a.m. with power rankings that we have, and we will get to the NFL yesterday here in a second on Sean and RJ on 105.3 The Fan.
I haven't backed myself into anything.
You just don't. You're just too stubborn to realize that you have. I'm RJ Choppy. He's Bobby Belt, Peyton, and Caitlin alongside. The Mavericks get a double whammy yesterday. They lose 105.99 to Minnesota. Anta Claus, that was actually a good nickname that Mark Jones gave
him. It's
good,
I liked it. And Mark Jones is not usually anybody I enjoy on a call. But
I'm not a huge fan. I think he's a little generic. I didn't realize we were getting Jay Billis.
I like Bylus.
I generally like him in college. These college guys that come in and do the games, like they have to like bring up all their college points.
Right.
You know, like that's just what like Herb Street
I saw him at Arkansas.
Oh, yeah. He was surprised so good. He was terrible at Georgia.
You know? Let me tell you, I've known this kid since he came from St. Mary's.
Honestly, like the moment, you know, Luka goes out in, you know, what?
Second quarter.
2 minutes to go in the second. It's, you know, what happens, happens.
Yeah, and now the reports, they're not good. Boy, I sent it to the text last night, Sean was quick to text back and go, huh, okay, I guess this wasn't being dramatic this time. This was legit.
I mean, when you don't return, at the moment he didn't return, it was like, all right.
When he plants, so here's the, when you saw it, you just like calf, I guess? When I saw him plant, I'm like, I can't tell his leg's so wrapped up. I hope that's not one of those Achilles things where we see the...
Well, you would see the shutter.
But that's the thing. It's so wrapped up.
Yeah.
I don't know if... But the way he just kind of planted gently, it looked like, and then he just couldn't move. You could definitely tell he did not... He didn't feel good.
He didn't. And then, like, you know, he's walking off, and I'm like, all right, is it the right or the left? Because the reports are saying left, but it looks like he's favoring the right.
Yeah, I couldn't tell at all which one he had.
And I'm like, is he limping on the right? Does he need to know how to limp? I'm like, what's going on here? But yeah, it appears to be a real injury.
Oh, yeah, no, this is serious. Tim McMahon and Shams Charania saying that this is the Mavericks are bracing for an extended period of time without Luka Doncic. Which is unfortunate, but hey, yesterday I will say that's the one positive.
They did play well without him.
They pushed, they stormed back. They were
As if he doesn't make anybody better.
Stop it. They were furiously coming back in this one, and I thought that they were going to be in a position. I really thought late in that game I was like, they're going to come back, they're going to win this thing, and then of course it fell a little short. But Kyrie was fantastic as soon as Luka went down. Kyrie just dominated. In the second half, but ultimately falling a little too short.
Klay started out relatively hot.
He's figuring things out from three at least.
Of his first five or whatever, but cooled off. I guess it was two of his first three. So he finished with 12. Kyrie at 39, though. But at the end of the day, you know, when you lose Luka and you only get, you know, not even half the minutes that he normally plays.
Yeah.
You know, he's normally good for far more than 32 minutes. You're going to struggle. You're going to struggle to win.
Yeah, but I do like seeing Klay finding that three-point shot a little bit more. So, I mean, in this month, he's shooting 43% from three. It looks more like old Klay.
It does.
Rather than old Klay.
Right, because the first month or so of the season, it looked like old.
November looked like old Klay.
Very old
Klay. November looked like really old Klay. This just looks like classic Klay.
This is classic Klay. Yeah, this is vintage Klay. And, you know, I bet you we have to prepare for that. Streaks.
Yeah. I mean, it's natural with the kind of player that he is, and where he's at in his career.
And at age. Yeah, it's natural with age and player and all that stuff. So Mavericks fall to the Timberwolves, 105-99, and now they are preparing for life without Luka. LWL. And now they've got the Suns tomorrow in Phoenix.
Didn't you argue for, was that you or Sean that argued for Clay off the bench?
As like a Jason Terry role. I would not have a Mavericks opinion this early in the season.
No, but I mean during the offseason when we talked about should Clay be like Jason Terry instant offense because of the way he had, when he had come off the bench in Golden State, the success he had.
Again, I would not have. That's not that.
It's probably Sean then, but yeah. It does just make me wonder because, you know, he had some success doing it last year in Golden State. Would he be more effective coming off the bench, doing the instant offense Jason Terry thing?
Yeah, or Nick I wouldn't Van hate Exel. It. You manage his minutes better.
Yep,
I mean that's key, right? You're going to want to do that for somebody who's of age.
Of age. You know? That's not usually how that term is used.
No, it's not. No, it's not. But I needed to find a way.
No Diddy.
Jeez. So I figured three things out in the NFL yesterday.
All right, hit me.
Number one, Pittsburgh was always a fraud, and there's a reason they never even remotely were considered in my power rankings.
Because of Russell Wilson.
No, because they're not good. They're not just not any good. They're good. They're solid, but they're not a threat. Number two,
unlimited.
Every AFC wildcard team wants the 5 seed to play Houston. And then number three, the Chiefs always were the favorites, and they never. And I'm so mad at you guys for you did it again, second year in a row. You beat me into submission to take the Chiefs out of number one in my power rankings. I did it for 2 weeks.
You're submissive. What can I say?
I will not make that mistake again.
I supported you, RJ.
You did support me, Peyton.
No, you didn't, Peyton. You had Kansas City 4 in your power rankings, too.
Yeah, at least I have them in there, Bobby. You have them outside of your top 10.
I mean, we don't do top 10, but yeah, if we did it, you wouldn't hear their
name. They always were the favorites, and they are the favorites. And that was just that.
Oh, yeah. No, I loved it. This was a vintage Chiefs game yesterday. A touchdown for the Steelers pulled off the board by a holding call and then immediately an interception. Yeah, makes sense. I've seen this story before. This is the story of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, but I mean,
I agree with Arian Foster. There is a bleeping script the way this team wins football games.
The drive before at the end of the third. I think they ran the same play 11 times in a row.
Probably.
It was an RPO that was like just a nickel dime pass, and then they finally ran at the end. Around the goal line, they finally ran it there, but it was classic Chiefs, man, and they're there, here they are,
once again,
they're the favorites.
I look at that football team and look, they played better yesterday and Mahomes was better yesterday and he's getting more consistent contributions from Travis Kelce and all that's great. That's still look, just let's look at the numbers here, Chop, just from yesterday. It's another game where peripherally they don't look like the better team. 23 first downs for Pittsburgh to 20 for Kansas City. Pittsburgh goes 8 for 16 on third down. Kansas City goes 3 for 10. Kansas City has 9 penalties for 90 yards. Pittsburgh has 4 for 25. But it's two very timely turnovers. None for Kansas City. It's the fortunate one of those 4 penalties on Pittsburgh happened to be on the play where they scored a touchdown. Mm-hmm. It's just it's very convenient with that football team.
Listen, I'm not going to argue that.
They gave up 202 rushing yards. And Pittsburgh lost.
Yeah. Because you know why? Because running the ball doesn't matter.
There you go.
That's why.
There you go. Were you surprised that at 31-2 in Baltimore versus Houston, that was not scoregami? In fact, that was the third time that score had happened.
So I was at my mom's at that point of the day. And they don't have a smart TV over there, which I've got to figure out a way to get them a smart. That's like number one for them. And when Luka told me the score of that game, I was like, no, that's not right. It was the same reaction I had when he told me Shohei's contract. And I was like, you're using the MLB on Facts Instagram account. I need you to go back and give me the real number. Because that's not true.
You're getting baseball sacked.
Yeah, and then I'm like, and he's like 31-2, and I was like, no, that's not true. What's go to the app and show me the real score.
Did you leave a one off of Houston, 31-12 maybe?
Yeah, 31-12, 31-32, 32-31. What is it? I was like, that's not a real score. That's not a real score.
No, it doesn't sound like one. But I'll tell you the biggest thing they mentioned yesterday. They said I saw a tweet that was like, Beyonce deserves a raise. They deserve to double whatever they paid her because these two games sucked. These are two very uninteresting games.
I mean, the Kansas City game
was interesting for a period.
Yeah,
but
I mean, they pulled away.
But not very
after
long.
The turnover at 22-10 or whatever it was.
Netflix handled it, though. Hey, shout out to Netflix. They responded.
Well, did they?
They did.
Did they?
I think they did.
All right, well, hang on a second.
Did you have issues with it? Well, you don't have Netflix.
I don't have Netflix, but I was able to. I watched the game was on NFL Network last night.
But before we get to Netflix, did you see LeBron James responded to you?
To me?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah, because you asked Jerry Jones about Christmas Day games, and he wasn't even asked about it. But last night in his post-game interview, LeBron says, I love the NFL, but Christmas is our day.
Not anymore.
Well, you got a response from LeBron. You should be proud, though.
There you go. The NBA is going to move to Christmas Eve.
The NBA is going to just... got to understand, they're not the NFL.
So it went about as well as the Jake Paul fight, apparently. So at the beginning, the streaming quality on the pregame was fine. All right, it was fine. But Kay Adams' microphone was not on to start the broadcast.
that feels like a Peyton issue. Whoever's the Peyton back at Netflix, not you, Peyton. I'm sure you would have done a great job. Yeah, but whoever's the Peyton back at Netflix messed that one up.
And then when Mina Kimes was doing her stand-up in the pregame, Netflix cuts to an ad for Squid Games 2.
Thank God. Thank God. I'm tired of Mina Kimes being forced down my throat.
You don't like Mina Kimes?
I think Mina Kimes is fine. I've got the Dave Portnoy take on Mina Kimes, which is Mina Kimes is fine. I have a natural aversion to Mina Kimes just from how hard ESPN has pushed her on us. It's just like, you will love her. She is the next. You will love her. That I have an issue with.
Yeah, I think she's smart.
She's good.
Like, I think she's smart. I think she's good. Let me
enjoy her on my own. Let me just come to find out that, like, oh, she's really good. Don't, like, the like constant, like, you will take Mina as the expert. That's where I get a little worn down.
What was the controversy with her a couple weeks ago? Everybody was reposting something that she clipped.
Oh, I don't know. I missed that one.
Everybody was reposting something that she had said. I don't remember what it was.
But this does not sound like too big. Like, when I was watching the game, when the actual game was on, I didn't see any issues with it. And the Beyonce halftime was clear, at least for me.
What did you think of the score bug? Oh, that's the other thing. They started the game, the Chiefs-Steelers game, and Pittsburgh, they had already docked them a timeout on the score bug.
I hadn't noticed that. But it looked fine. I mean, it was a little goofy.
Yeah, then so the Wall Street Journal reports that they paid $150 million for the two games.
Peyton, did you watch any of this?
Yes, I did. Okay. Mainly the first game.
What did you think about the, because I liked it, like I didn't, it wasn't like an issue for me, but did you have any issue with the score bug, the way it was kind of like, it looked like almost like an arch, like a bridge?
No, I've never been nitpicky with score bugs. They're all fine to me as long as they look different than, you know, the years before, which I know this is the first time on Netflix, but no, it looked fine to me. I wasn't nitpicky about it.
Have you seen what it looked like, Chop?
Mm-hmm.
You have an issue with it?
No, I didn't think it was terrible.
I thought J.J. Watt was good, though, in Booth. I thought he was pretty good.
Which I think Sean has expressed some skepticism about him. Which he's not been
about
great.
J.J.?
He's been fine. I agree with Peyton. He was fine yesterday. There have been some times where he's done pregame analysis stuff from just a little, like, give me, like, authenticity. Like, he does feel a little prepackaged.
He's not smooth yet.
No,
he's not smooth, and he's trying. It almost sounds like he's trying to not offend still, right? He's like, he's still friends with a lot of these guys, so he's trying not to offend. But largely, I was fine with it. But I watched it later.
But like, it looks fine.
It looks fine.
And there were no I did not have nearly any streaming issues. Remember when Houston Texans were all the talk on BSPN in preseason? Hey, yep. I got to own that. That's what 302 has to say. I got to own that because I had Houston in the Super Bowl. I think I had Houston winning it. So I missed on that one. Swinging and a miss.
You had San Fran winning it. You had San Fran beating Houston.
Oh, okay. But I had Houston in the Super Bowl for
Peyton
sure.
Peyton had San Fran over Kansas City. Sean and I have Kansas City beating Detroit.
Yeah. We're still alive. Y'all look great.
We're looking good.
Peyton and I are screwed.
Yeah, you guys are done. All right, my favorite Seggy of the day.
Let's take Peyton's load.
It's the payload next in the fan.
Okay, am I hearing this right? The morning show is letting Peyton Russell have his own segment? I just don't get it. We've known Peyton for years. He's horrible on the mic. I mean, gathering the foreigners, this is going to be a train wreck.
Daddy does work, and Peyton just does board hopping.
That is right. It is time for the load, the payload here every Thursday at this time. That's right, Bobby. Thanks for laughing at that. We started off, guys, with a debate.
The master debate.
Not the presidential debate. Not a Christmas debate.
It wasn't much of a debate, if you ask
me. No, it was one-sided.
Like a lecture.
The dishwasher debate.
This was a debate in the kitchen between two women. I assume they're women. Yeah, I don't know any guys in this story. I didn't read the story, but, you know.
I do most of the dishwashing in my household.
Really?
Do you?
She does the cooking. I do the cleaning.
Ooh. Okay, so you're if whoever cooks, the other person cleans kind of thing. It's not one-sided.
Generally. I just. Yeah, basically.
You know what I do?
I like that rule.
What? Make the money.
There we go.
Got a trad wife, baby.
A trad wife.
Harrison Butker would be proud, Bobby. But no, this is a debate in the kitchen dishwashing debate. It's a debate of how much you rinse the dishes before you throw them in the dishwasher. You know, when do you allow the dishwasher to do its job? Because for me, it's always been like, I'm not going to rinse the whole plate off and then throw it in basically clean. You know, like I'm not throwing globs of food on there on the dishwasher and dish to throw it in the dishwasher, but I'm leaving like some smeared pasta sauce, some ketchup on there. Let the dishwasher do its thing.
Man, this was like, of all the fights Roy and I could have gotten into politically, the biggest one we got.
You don't like Jill Stein?
Yeah.
You don't like Jill Stein? You don't like her? You don't think she's got some great ideas for America?
I love you, Roy. The biggest one we got into was in Arizona. I think it was in Surprise. We were staying in the condo. And he made some kind of a dip with like cherries and sour cream or whatever the hell was in it. I don't know.
Ew.
And he just took the bowl and put the entire bowl unrinsed right in the dishwasher.
No.
I was like, Roy, you've got to clean this off. And he's like, no, you don't. It's into Twitter. And like Twitter was pretty split on it. And I was like, you got to at least rinse the thing off. Like, this is crazy. And he goes, listen up, Grandpa. That's what he grandpa'd me. He's like, you know, this is not the same dishwashers you had in 1983. And I was like, well, I was 4 years old, so I don't remember 1983 very well. but, you know, this was like, you know, I don't like scrub it clean.
No, but it's got to be rinsed.
It's got to be well rinsed.
Yeah,
well
and rinsed. It doesn't matter how good the dishwasher is. I don't care what people say. Like, it's got to be rinsed off to some extent.
Yeah.
Now, I'm talking out of my depth here. Dishes, not really my thing. But it is something where I feel like anybody who doesn't rinse their dishes is the same one who, when you show them food spots on their dishes or whatever else, goes, it's just water spots.
Yeah.
It's just water. Really? Because mine never have water spots. Why is that?
Better drying agent.
Yeah, I guess so. Must be something like that. But no, this is way down the list of things I would ever want to do, by the way. Dishes. The wife and I have this talk a lot. I would much rather do laundry than dishes, and she's the opposite.
Laundry's tedious, man, because you're going to fold everything, and I'd rather do the dishes.
10 times out of 10, give it, because I can, like, dishes just, I hate it. I hate whenever, like, a little bit of splash gets from the sink onto, like, your shirt or something, and then, like, just feel soaking. I hate it.
Yeah, I mean, and this one, again, it's not like, it's just to the point, because Mackenzie, my fiance now, I can't call her my girlfriend.
Wow.
But, you know, she'll be doing the dishes, and she'll, like, rinse the entire plate off and then throw it in there, and I'm just like, if we had, you know, like, again, I'm not leaving chunks of food, I agree with that, but, like, if we had something with ketchup or, you know, some kind of sauce, pasta sauce, like, the plate's going to be dirty because I expect the dishwasher to do that thing. If I'm rinsing the whole dish off and it looks clean, I might as well throw soap on it and, you know, scrub it a little more.
Brandon from Fort Worth says, I basically wash them before putting them in the dishwasher. 972, I just wash my own dishes as soon as I'm done. That's the thing. As soon as you're done, just rinse and put it in the sink.
Yeah, if you let rinsing it sit, if you let it sit, it's not going to be, you're not, if you just have, if you take like pizza sauce or let's just say like spaghetti sauce, whatever it is, whatever you have, any condiment, ketchup, as soon as you're done with it, just rinse it off. It'll come out real quick, real easy. Now, we had this discussion at my mom's house because my older sister's in town and she's nephew Nick's mom. And he had on a dress shirt underneath his sweater. And she goes, your collar's gray. Your collar's gray.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah, are you washing the whites with the colors?
And I'm
like, I do that.
I don't wash whites with colors.
Oh, I mix everything. But I do cold water. Mm. Everything's on cold water. And that was the other thing. My mom doesn't understand how you could mix whites and colors. I mix everything.
214, as a plumber, it needs rinsing to prevent food being clogged in the drain. There's there that one there.
That's what we have. That's the problem we have over here.
Oh, that is. Rinsing. Yeah, no. Tim's email. Tim's
no,
email.
Because that's some idiot poured a whole thing of coffee grounds or whatever in there. That's what that was. Whoever did that, screw you.
940, no worries, booby. Talking out of your depth is your normal practice. Well, I go deep plenty of times, 940. Don't worry about it.
Whoa! Yeah, dishwasher drains are the same they were 40 years ago. They're tiny. That's right. That's probably right, I assume. I have no idea. I don't really know. I'm not a plumber.
Find a lady to ask.
But, I do rinse. I do rinse, Paige. All right, next one.
All right. Payload every Thursday at this time. Guys, it's almost, believe it or not, in a week we'll be in 2025. How about that? The year is almost over.
This year did go by super fast.
Yeah.
It did.
It really did.
Do you guys get involved with the New Year's resolutions? Have you thought about a New Year's resolution? Or have you ever done it? And if you did it, at what point did you stop committing? Because those never last. I've never known someone that's like actually gone through with the commitment of a New Year's resolution.
Well, I mean, I don't think it was a New Year's. I mean, I stopped smoking in December 22nd of 2021.
Congratulations.
And I was just like,
how much were you smoking? Were you just an occasional smoker? Or were you like
I was
a pack
smoking.
A day?
I was a stress smoker, so if it was a bad day, I'd have a pack.
Wow.
If it was a fine day, I'd have a third of a pack.
Well,
were you a lights guy?
Marlboro Light, yeah. But I was like, I was a bored smoker too. Like if I was just sitting there and if I had a new pack, I was like, you know what? I just got to get through this pack to get to the next one. I was bored. So it was. It depends.
I can see that. So was that a New Year's resolution though?
I mean, I guess so. It was like late December.
I just use it a lot of times as I don't know that I would say a resolution. I look at it as if there's something I want to do or something I want to change, like a change I want to make. It's just an easy time stamp to just say it's the beginning of a year, I'll start that. Like it's just an easy starting point of just like I'll do that. But I don't guess I think of them as resolutions. I guess they are, but I don't think of them that way, and I don't have them every year.
Like I've been slacking off on the diet here during Christmas, right? I've had Italian food the last 2 days, so it's just like, you know what, I'll just get back on the I'll get back to it on New Year's Day,
right? Because it's just an easy reset. Yeah.
I want to drink and I want to have fun on New Year's Eve and eat all the crap. It's like anytime I'm going to my mom's house, it's like I'm going to be eating crap. That's what's over there.
That's one of the benefits of not having a mom. I don't have to.
Very nice.
I don't have anywhere to just go and eat like crap.
I did one in 2020. I was the generic gym guy. And I did for the first 4 months of the year. I went to the gym 5 or 6 times a week.
Well.
And then, we all know what happened in 2020. Gym shut down because of COVID. And that was enough for me to stop going.
Wow. That means
they shut down? I didn't.
No, oh, my gym did.
I don't remember shutting down.
Yeah, Lifetime in Mansfield shut down for at least a couple weeks, 2 or 3 weeks.
Listen to this guy.
Yeah.
Lifetime
Fitness. Gold member. That's how we do it.
Now, when you say you were going 5 to 6 times a week, and then we know how that ended. So was it just a aggressive cutoff? Like you were going 5, 6 times a week and then nothing? Or was it like you trickled down like, well, I'll use the apartment one or I'll go here. Like how did it come to be?
Well, because like, you know, I was motivated every day. It was like a routine for me. Just go, you know, like if I worked, I worked. But then after working, I'd go to the gym or find some time in the morning to go to the gym. Like it was a routine for me. And then after I stopped going for 2 or 3 weeks because the gym got shut down and I was like, you know what? I don't know. I got lazy, I guess. I got out of the mood of going and I rarely went back, you know. And then 2021, I tried another one. I was like, all right, new year, new me. I'm going to start investing. And I'm still trying to recover from my losses.
Hey,
because, man, oh my God. Goodness, man. The Robin Hood
ate me worst. You picked the two worst.
Resolutions work. 817 says January 1st, 2025. That'll be 1 year sober.
Good for you, man.
So congratulations, 817.
Good for you.
We got one more story here, guys. It's payload every Thursday at this time. We've all rode the airplane before, right?
Rode the airplane.
I don't think it's a Ferris wheel.
We've all gotten in the airplane before.
Like that.
Have you ever been a victim of the seat squatter? Someone in your seat when you get on board?
All right, is that what they call it? Seat squatter?
That's what they're calling it now. Apparently, people are squatting. You know, they're squatting houses, and now they're squatting for seats. They're just sitting in your aisle seat, your window seat.
Yeah, I mean, someone's been in my seat, but that's always because they just are too stupid. I don't understand these people. How do you not understand the letters and how you can't
figure
that out?
Is it too confusing for people? I don't get it. It's one side or the other, but, like, you can see where your seat is. I don't understand how people get confused.
It's got a diagram on the row.
Right, I know. They're like, oh, I thought this was C instead of A. But,
yeah, I've never had somebody, like, refuse to get up.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like...
It's just what this
is. You always say something, you look at it and go, oh...
Ooh,
I think,
yeah,
ooh. I think you're in my seat.
Yeah, you're in my seat. And they're like,
seat are you?
And they're like, this seat, it's fine. You can just take the other seat. It's like, well, no, man. It's my seat.
The more uncomfortable seat squatter is at a game. Like if somebody's sitting in your seats at like a baseball game, I've had some resistance there. Well, no, these are my seats.
Because then you've got to verify, okay, where's your ticket? And they go, oh, I don't have my ticket. Sorry. And
yeah, I've had that issue more.
Well, that's where you just get the usher. The usher takes care of it, right?
On a plane, I think everybody's so generally worked up by the idea of crossing federal regulations that they're never going to intentionally sit in the wrong seat. But the bigger issue to me is, at Southwest, is the...
Oh, the
where are you standing in line at what pill? Are you standing where you're supposed to be? Then you got to be like, I'm A21. Which one are you, sir?
Yeah.
Sorry.
The Southwest is like you take your backpack and you put it in the middle. It's like, I'm just saving the seat for somebody else.
Because, of course, you can always get the flight attendant to, assist you. But these seat squatters, man, they're getting smart. They're the ones that are like, I really need a window seat because I can take a nap there. Do you mind if you switch with me? It's like one of those kind of seat squatters.
I would say absolutely not.
Yeah. I want to do the same thing. I'll take a nap.
Or what if you get someone, an old guy with a bad leg and they're in the aisle and they're like, I really need to stretch out my leg, man.
All does right. Does your wallet have a bad leg too? You could have bought a seat that you wanted,
that
but
seat,
you didn't.
Yeah.
Right.
So I want to sit on the window because I want to drool all over the window.
Move it, peg leg. I'm sorry.
Ichabod.
Yeah, I agree. Get these seat squatters off my plane.
Wait, that's not right, is it? Ichabod wasn't a peg. Was Ichabod a peg leg? Was
there you go.
Was
it? You're sending me into a coffin.
Was Ichabod a peg leg?
I don't know. I just
Ahab.
Laughing at,
hey, move it, Ahab.
I'm just laughing at calling anybody Ichabod. That's the dog race, right? The Ichabod.
That's the Iditarod.
Well, same thing. It's same thing.
I'm thinking of Ahab. Move it, Ahab.
Yeah, Ahab. Captain Ahab. Yeah, that's what it is. There you go. Great load, Peyton.
Great payload. The college football kegger is coming up next here on 105 through the Fan. After